And good morning. Just 10 minutes now until the European futures open. Over in the US, when the Wall Street closed, we did see the S&P close lower by 0.2% and Nasdaq lower by 0.9%. However, we did see Apple report. They beat quite largely on their earnings per share. They increased their buyback from $60 billion to $90 billion. They did a 7-for-1 stock split, which is rarely seen, and they boosted their dividend by 8%. So that's why you saw a large spike higher in index futures after the closing bell. Apple shares are up 6.5% in aftermarket trade. So Facebook report as well. They did beat, but their CFO is leaving, so their gains weren't quite as large. They're still higher by 0.8% in aftermarket trade. And Texas Instruments also beat expectations and higher in aftermarket trade. The main story from overnight is the fact that Apple has beaten massively here. That's reflected by NASDAQ futures. They're higher by 1% at the moment. And S&P futures currently higher by 0.25%, but you can see how the NASDAQ has led the way there with those Apple earnings. Over in Asia, trade has been a bit more mixed, with the Nikkei currently down by 0.9% in the last 8 minutes or so of trade there. Been trading slightly lower today. That's after the start of Japanese earnings season, and corporate pension funds have been selling the Nikkei ahead of this earnings season as they're worried about weak guidance on the sales tax hike we recently saw. The Shanghai comp currently down by 0.4%. You see the PBOC do its 20th consecutive drain. The Hang Seng is up by 0.13%. That was after China Unicom, that's China's second largest mobile operator, reported strong earnings. In currency markets, we saw the Kiwi dollar strengthen. That's after the Reserve Bank of New Zealand hiked by 25 basis points to 3%. That was as expected. However, their statement was seen as more hawkish than expected, as they did not signal anything to do with weak currencies, and it did leave the door open for another hike in June. That's from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. Kiwis currently down by 13 pips against the dollar to 107.83. The strength has seen in the Kiwi dollar overnight. That was the Aussie Kiwi. The Kiwi dollar is at 86.17 against the dollar. In currency markets as well, the dollar yen is currently trading at 102.32. Just bear in mind, there's a large option expiry of one spot, $3 billion at 102.25. On the calendar today, just at the turn of the hour, we'll see Swiss trade balance and Finnish unemployment. 7.45, we'll see French manufacturing and business confidence surveys. And then the main focus of this morning will be IFO. That's due at 9 o'clock London time. CBI at 11 o'clock. There's a Turkish rate announcement at midday. US numbers today, we'll see jobless and durable goods. That'll be at 1:30. And then with ECB speakers today, we'll see ECB's not. ECB's Draghi will be speaking at 10 o'clock. And ECB's Constancio speaking at 5:15. So Draghi speaking at 10 o'clock. Those ECB members will be attending a Dutch central bank conference today. In terms of supply, we'll see Spain issue a 2017, 2019 and 2024. That'll be at 9:30 London time. See some linkers out of Italy. There'll be a gilt auction at 10:30 and a US 7-year auction at 6 o'clock this evening. For stocks, traders be looking out for AstraZeneca earnings and Anglo American. That'll be due just after 7 o'clock. There's also Bank of China, the fourth largest bank in China, will be reporting around 8:20 this morning.